Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I have a worm hotel that I use to convert the bulk of my garbage into compost that I then put in my garden and household plants to replenish the soil. I like this process for several reasons. Certainly getting a free source of quality fertilizer at the same time as I'm getting rid of garbage is a big plus in my mind. Second, I mix shredded paper with the garbage to produce the medium that the worms need to thrive. But not just any paper. In my case, more often than not, it's the papers I've shredded because I found them useless and annoying, like unsolicited political advertisements and advertisements for the same organizations over and over again. I find it therapeutic to shred them, and that feeling enhances when I mix it with my garbage. And then I get a real thrill when I see all that turned into compost that I can use to make things grow. Originally, when I got the Worm Hotel more than 10 years ago, I had it in my upstairs office. But I heat with wood and heat rises, and so it stayed toasty warm up there, and the worms thrived. They thrive so much that I had a major meltdown up there. That's when I moved the Worm Hotel down to the basement. My basement never gets below freezing, but it's always cool. And the fact that it's cool slows down the activity in the Worm Hotel. And to tell you the truth, it made me complacent. The way the hotel works, it has three stories, and each story has a plastic grid at the bottom. So you fill up the story with a combination of your leftover veggies and fruits, and you put it in the bottom one. And then over time, the worms convert the paper and the garbage into this nice compost. And when there's nothing left for them to eat, they crawl through the grill in the next level, which by then I've already started to supply with more food and paper for them. By the time my worms work their way up to the third floor, and they're running out of stuff to eat, just about everybody's out of the first floor, and I empty it into a 30-gallon garbage can, where I store it until I'm able to use it in the garden. It turns out my worms are a lot more efficient than I am. Usually by the end of the winter, because it's so cold down there, I only have about, I would say, roughly 15 gallons of compost in my garbage can. And in the spring, as I'm cleaning up the garden, doing some transplanting, I can get rid of that pretty quickly. But over the summer, two things happened. One was that as it got warmer, the basement got warmer and my worms became more active. The other was I became much busier and didn't have the time I did before. So once again, the amount of compost in the garbage can built up. Now, the thing about the worms from the first floor moving up to the second, or those in the second moving up to the third, is that not all the worms get the memo. Some of them might be too tiny at that time. I don't know, some of them may still be eggs, but for whatever reason, they don't all make it from one floor to another. Because of that, when I empty out the floor that looks like it's all compost, there are bound to be a few worms in there. But typically, I don't think about them. That's setting the stage. While I was still in the process of recovering from the fiasco with my foot, I gimped my way down to the basement to do laundry. I traded the wash over to the dryer and noticed a worm on the floor. I assumed that the worm had somehow come out of the hotel because they were up on the top floor by then. Lifted the lid, popped the worm in, and didn't give it another thought. But then, when I went down to get the clothes from the dryer, I noticed there was another worm. And then the light began to dawn, and instead of looking at the worm hotel, I looked at the 30-gallon container instead. That's when I saw them. They were crawling out from around the lockdown handles that Rubbermaid uses to keep the lid on the garbage can. Because I knew what I was going to see when I opened it, at first I didn't want to. But I knew I would have to, because if I didn't, it was only going to get worse. It was like something out of a science fiction horror film. The top half of the garbage can was filled with worms, crawling up the sides of the garbage can and trying to get out through the tiny holes around the handles. So I got my scrub bucket, which was clean, and I started moving out literally handfuls of worms. I took them out in my garden, and I put them around the plants that had been succumbing to powdery mildew. I didn't know whether it was going to work or not, but I couldn't just let the worms die either. But there was something about doing this, putting handfuls, literally handfuls of worms, around the base of phlox and other plants. When I went in to refill my bucket, I wondered whether, when I came out, I would see robins and any other animals who happened to eat worms, and they would be out there just having this feast on those worms. But all the worms were gone. They had already burrowed their way into the soil. Emptying out the garbage can has moved way up on my do list, although I admit I still haven't gotten to it. But I know I will, definitely before it gets too cold. It was another wonderful example of a tipping point. One day, as far as I was concerned, nothing had changed. The next day, everything had changed.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.